You are listening to The Julie Tussey Show. We are so glad to have you here. I think you're going to really enjoy the program today. We're going to be launching our Rocktober, where we're going to be rocking a fit and fabulous fall on The Julie Tussey Show. And today, I'm going to be talking about weight loss success. Don't quit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
The Julie Tussey Show presents Rocktober. Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest current events scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much for listening to the Julie Tussey Show today. We have had so many awesome things going on all summer. Our sugar-free summer challenge just ended. I have to confess, I did not stick to all of my dedicated days to go sugar-free, but did I learn a lot? And the Facebook group that we had a lot of really good information, some recipes, learned about how to be healthier without sugar. So if you didn't get in on that, you still can. But I learned so much, and I learned that I can go without sugar quite a long time. And it is a lot like crack, I'm assuming. It was very hard to go off of it at first, but now, as a result of going all summer trying to cut out sugar, I am doing so much better. I wanted to let you know that I've been sharing about weight loss on and off. And if you listen very much, you know, for 4 years, I couldn't lose weight, blah, blah. Now I am down 20 pounds. I am so excited. I'm down 2 pant sizes and things are going really good. I feel so, so much better. I want to lose a bit more, but I feel so much better. So I want to encourage you that if you are trying to lose weight, this podcast is for you. You are going to love it. I actually was taking my kids to an appointment and they ended up in it for like 4 hours. And so I was sitting in the car and waiting and waiting and waiting. And I just felt inspired. I had listened to a podcast by a woman named Lee Peel, and she just shared some great information that I'm going to do a whole podcast on. But I was so, so inspired that I decided to just go ahead and make a video for YouTube. And it got such good response that today at the end of my monologue here, we're going to insert that actual chat from my car. Oh, what good. It's just things that have changed my life. You know, weight loss is not the easiest thing in the world. As a matter of fact, it's very hard at times. But if you can get into a groove and you don't quit, you will succeed. And I am living proof of that. After starting and stopping and starting and stopping, I've just decided just to go for it and tweak as I go. And it's working. It is working. And I know that you can do the same. So I want it to be an encouragement to you. Before we go to that segment of the program, though, I wanted to tell you guys that we have some awesome, awesome things coming up in the month of October. We're actually calling it Rocktober because we are going to be rocking our fit and fabulous fall. I don't know if you knew this, but October is actually National Chili Month. And fall is in full swing here in Kentucky, and I'm telling you, as soon as it's fall, I want chili. I have a great recipe that I got from my girlfriend, Felicia Rose, and I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page and my Instagram, and it has like 13 spices in it. It's the most insane chicken chili you will ever have, and it is so good. But I was talking with April, and we were planning our fall and winter shows out. She helps me with that, and she's awesome, an awesome help and very creative. And I know those of you that have listened regularly, you know her, and you know how cool she is, and she's fun and crazy. So we were talking about what we wanted to do in October, and we're actually gonna have something called a clean chili cook-off. You know, I'm kind of famous for taking my recipes and making them healthier and skinnier. And I'm going to continue on with that. But we want to have a clean chili cook-off. And the winner is going to get gas. That's right, gas. Literally a $25 gas gift card for the person that wins the cook-off. And here's how it's going to work. What you'll do is email your recipes to thejulietusseyshow@gmail.com, thejulietusseyshow@gmail.com, and a picture of yourself. So if you win, or if we just want to let everybody know who sent in the recipes, we may end up posting all of them. They might be fantastic. And so send your recipe and a picture of yourself. You can even send a video if you want to do like a video clip of you cooking the chili. Go for it, girls. Go for it, guys, and send it to us. But we're going to ask that you submit all your recipes by October 23rd. And we're going to choose the top two or three recipes, and we are going to cook them and do a taste test, an actual public taste test. Now, y'all know we have Tussey Construction and Tussey Homes, Inc., and we have a fantastic crew of hungry men. And if we can get hungry men to eat clean chili and skinny chili, we're going to do it. So we're going to have a contest with those two or three chilies. Gary has said he's going to do it, but he's going to be blindfolded in case I throw my chili in there, which I don't plan on. But I think it'd just be funny for him to be blindfolded. And we're going to have the crew do a taste test. And that's how we're going to get our winner. Now, we're going to video that and post it to YouTube and Facebook, parts of it to Instagram. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let your friends and family know we're having this clean chili cook-off. You can research clean if you want, but it just means healthy, basically, just healthy. You know, I was looking it up because Gary's like, we should call it clean chili. And I agree, because when you're trying to be fit and fabulous for fall, you want to eat healthy, right? But you know, chili can have secret ingredients and it can have all kinds of spices and flavors. So make yours fabulous and submit it to us, because we want you to get gas, baby. We want you to get gas. Well, the other thing we're going to be talking about in the month of October, it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we are going to be rocking the breast cancer awareness and helping you. I've got some great ideas to help you make sure you're doing your monthly check, that you're checking those beautiful breasts and taking care of them, that you're reaching out to women who may already have been diagnosed with breast cancer. We're probably going to do a fundraiser. I've got that in the back of my mind, and I'll make a decision soon, but I will probably do a fundraiser on the Julie Tussey Show and raise some money and some awareness for breast cancer. Because you know what? Oh man, as women, we've got to take care of ourselves. We are the epicenter of our families. We are, you know, women are so powerful, so awesome, so wonderful, so desperately needed in life. And we want you on the Julie Tussey Show. We so want you to take care of your body. We'll be back right after this.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
A About the time you had October figured out, Julie throws you Rocktober on the Julie Tussie Show. Rock on with your bad self. Rocktober on the Julie Tussie Show.
I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussie Show.
I have a new website that has just been completed and uploaded, and it's ready to go. It's thejulietussieshow.com. If you have friends and family that you want to know about the program, you can send them straight there, and you just click listen here, and you can hear the podcast. Another thing I want to ask you really quickly is if you do like The Julie Tussie Show, share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your enemies, just share it with everybody, and go on and leave us a great review and interact on your podcast platform. You know, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on, oh gosh, Blog Talk Radio. It's awesome. It's so awesome what is happening with The Julie Tussie Show, and we're very pleased. We are all about everything woman, and we like men too. We really like men, and so we talk about health, we talk about fitness, we talk about weight loss, we talk about fashion, we talk about, is there really anything we don't talk about on The Julie Tussie Show? So we're going to be sharing great information. My mission is for you to get a good laugh and also to get great information that will encourage your life, that will edify your life, that will make you stronger, make you more determined, make you more of a goal-oriented person who is going to fulfill her dreams. So that's what we're up to on The Julie Tussie Show. And now we are going to go to the segment that I had told you about earlier that I did in my car for YouTube. It's called Weight Loss Success, Don't Quit. Hi, everybody. It's Julie. I'm sitting in my car waiting for my kids in an appointment. It's been a long time. But I wanted to talk to you just really quickly about the subject of don't quit when it comes to weight loss. I myself have had a struggle getting the weight off, as I'm now 30 for a long time. And I see other women who are weighing themselves every single week or every single day, and they get beset or disappointed or discouraged because they see the number going up and down. Number one, your weight is going to fluctuate tremendously, sometimes even up to 5 pounds day by day. So it's better probably to just get off the scale. I do weekly. I either do it every single day so that I can see that it fluctuates and get over my fear or my discouragement from seeing that number not go down, and realize, you know, one day it might be at one where I want to be, then it'll go up 2 pounds, and it might go down a pound, then it might go up 4 pounds because it's PMS time, then it might come back down to all the way below my original, but it fluctuates like that daily. So either weigh yourselves once a week at the very most, if you can't do the every day and get used to the fluctuation thing, but it kind of proves it to you. Or weigh yourself monthly. Just weigh in monthly and do measurements monthly to take it off. But I wanted to talk to you about don't quit. You know, I have been through this situation for 4 years. I am perimenopausal. I'm almost menopausal. I can't wait to get that over with. It's crazy. But I have really, really, really tried. And as I've gone into perimenopause severely, I actually put 20 pounds on out of nowhere, and I already was heavier than I wanted to be. So it's been a real struggle for me. And I feel like there's a lot of pressure for me to be thin, be it because I want to please my husband, because I stand up on a stage, because I'm in pictures and people tag me and I feel bad about how I look, but mostly the fact that I don't feel good in my own skin. And so when I'm working, and not seeing results, the tendency for me in the past has been just to quit doing that. I do Weight Watchers a lot.
And so just quit. And then I stay the same or I gain a little bit, and then it's like this vicious cycle. But one thing that I learned when I went back to Weight Watchers after like being gone for a year, the same women that had joined with me looked like half of themselves, and it was just because they stayed with it. You can tweak your program. You can tweak what you're doing. Make sure that when you're eating food that you know truly, be truly brutally honest with yourself. Are you eating a half a cup or 3/4 of a cup? Or are you pouring a cup of cereal and estimating that you are pouring a cup? Or do you know it's really a cup? Because, oh my God, I could just go on and on about this. 3/4 of a cup, really, people? Really, for a serving of cereal? It's tiny. It's tiny. So you can't really estimate it. In some situations, you can eyeball it like in a restaurant and try. But if you're not seeing the weight loss, you've got to get more accurate and more brutally honest with yourself. But if you feel that you're doing everything you know to do and you're doing everything you can to be really accurate in your tracking, really accurate in what you're doing, not eating your exercise points. I think that's kind of crazy. You're trying to lose weight and then you move your body and you turn around and eat the extra calories. No, don't do that. You're trying to lose weight. Of course, an emergency like a wedding, a party, whatever, and you have to eat them that day. But don't do it on a regular basis. But if you know you're doing all that and you're still not seeing the loss, I'm here to tell you, if you will just keep doing what you're doing and don't quit, you're eventually going to see the loss. And I can tell you this because I joined weight loss with my girlfriend. She lost 70 pounds. I lost like 14. I plateaued for 4 months. I quit. I gained 5 pounds more after a year. She is skinny. I did the same thing with my sister-in-law. We joined together. We encouraged each other. She lost easier than I did. And because I did not see that number going down, I let it beset me, I let it discourage me, and I quit. And now after 4 years of all of this, I am here to tell you I'm right back in the same position that I was 4 years ago when I started. And had I stuck to it, I would probably be done. It took me 30 plus years to get to this point in my life. So what is the big deal if it takes me 1 or 2 or 3 years to get it off? I'm still eating healthily. I'm moving my body. I'm feeling better. So I've had to learn to stop focusing on that number and not to quit. Do not quit, because he who stands wins. I have seen that. I've seen women who continued to go even though they lost 2 pounds a week. And my sister-in-law Debbie said to me the other day, "Julie, I know that you get discouraged, but if you'll just realize that 0.2 and 0.4 and staying the same 1 week and all that, over a long period of time, that adds up to you being thin. 0.2 and 0.4 is half a pound or a little bit more, right? So we have to stop looking at it the way we've been looking at it. So listen to me. You're valuable. You're precious. You're important. You are not your body. Your body is just what you reside in. But if you want to bring it into order and you want it to lose weight, it's gonna take time. Don't quit. Don't quit. You'll lose everything you've worked for this far. You might gain more weight. And you also will have to start over, because you know, and I know, you're not going to be happy at the weight that you are. And you'll be so much more unhappy to have more to lose. Losing weight is hard, but you can do it. You can do it. Don't quit. So she who stands, stands last and wins. Definitely please go check out the Julie Tussey Show. We talk about these kinds of things all the time, not exclusively weight loss, but it is a podcast to encourage you, to make you laugh, to take your mind off of the everyday stresses of life, and to give you really good information on how to live a full, happy life. Thanks so much for listening today, you guys. I hope this encourages you.
I hope you have enjoyed yourself as much today listening to The Julie Tussey Show as I have enjoyed being with you. Remember, we are here for you. Call us. Reach out to us. Email us. Leave us reviews. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Show, and interact with us because we really want to hear from our listeners. Don't forget to send in your chili recipe to thejulietusseyshow@gmail.com and submit your recipe, submit your picture, submit your videos, anything you want to send to us with that. And we're going to choose from those recipes and cook them. Now, if you're local to the central Kentucky area, or if you want to fly in from Jamaica or Australia or Paris or France, wherever you are, definitely let us know. Because if you become a contender in this, we would love to have you come and cook. That would be awesome. So I want to open that up for you. But don't forget to send in your chili recipe. And don't forget Rocktober with the Julie Tussey Show. Remember, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original suburban bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.